Amidst everything going on in Russia and Ukraine, investors are still being hammered by earnings reports. Julie, let's start with a look at Etsy here, the second trending ticker right now on the Yahoo Finance platform. Really interesting quarter here. Company showing strong gross merchandise sales versus last year. I believe they were up 17% year over year, which was it's good because last year at this time they showed 115% year-over-year growth, in large part because they have sold or they did sell a lot of masks. So mask sales in the most recent quarter from Etsy down, I believe, 70% year-over-year, but still a good quarter for this company. The one red flag, if you have to toss any red flag on this on the field here, Julie, on Etsy, they did highlight or signal they might see slowing growth again in the first quarter, but still the street really doesn't care about any of it.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that also was the thing that stood out to me is if there's any negatives, it's the forecast. The company said for the first quarter, sales are going to be as much as $590 million, which is below estimates, and gross merchandise volume also going to be below estimates. But that's something that the street was bracing for. And so most of the commentary I saw around the forecast was that it was largely in line and therefore reassuring. A couple other things I want to mention. And one thing that really stood out to me, Brian, is the fact that the company is raising prices. It's raising its base transaction fee from 5% to 6.5% effective April 11th. It's not saying it's doing it because of its own rising costs, which I think is really fascinating here. It's doing it to invest that increased fee. So that's definitely something I want to ask Josh Silverman about when we speak to him a little bit later in the show.
Well, I have one, too. I need to ask Josh Silverman when we talk to him shortly, Julie. They talked about in the conference call, that is Etsy, 50% of males surveyed that they surveyed have never even heard of Etsy. So I'm very interested to see how Josh Silverman will, in fact, be targeting more male consumers. That is a big potential, I think, missed opportunity for Etsy. Very curious on how they, in fact, target those male consumers.